Proclamation number 5164 of 4th of July, 1951. Biblical research. Mind knowledge. After lecture by Jehovah's Witnesses. Only that which you understand can be of use to you humans, and I will truly not ask you to accept knowledge which is incomprehensible to you, because such will only confuse your thinking but not help your soul to mature. I certainly want to guide you into truth and thus open up spiritual knowledge for you, yet it is better to leave you ignorant than to offer you educated spiritual knowledge or to present you with food which is indigestible for you for the reason that the teachers themselves do not possess the right knowledge and therefore have no ability to instruct their fellow human beings. The food they offer has no nourishing power. It is rather only suitable to suppress the healthy hunger for right food and to burden the souls, thus to make the ascent upwards more difficult for them. There is so little you humans need to know in order to become blissfully happy in which divine teachings should be supplied to you. My commandment of love is the briefly summarized teaching which informs you of my will, and the fulfillment of my commandment of love will then also earn you the knowledge which is helpful for you to gain eternal life. For the right knowledge comes as a result of a life of love. The right knowledge, which corresponds to truth, is the effect of a lovingly guided way of life. And therefore love need only be preached to you humans and you'll then receive the right food which is suitable nourishment for your soul. And you can all understand this sermon, it only requires your will to fulfill what I demand of you. I only require unselfish love from you, but not that you try to intellectually enrich yourselves with knowledge which is only correctly understandable if the heart is capable and willing to love. Understand, you humans, that all spiritual knowledge only becomes true knowledge through a life of love and that without it it is of no value before my eyes and also not for yourselves. Therefore, if you want to teach your fellow human beings, then only present the blessing of a right life of love to them, make me known to them as a God of love, wisdom and omnipotence, so that they will learn to love me and also practice neighborly love out of their love for me. And if you have accomplished this work of encouraging people to constantly work with love, then you have truly been the best teachers. Then you have indirectly helped them to gain knowledge which now flows to them as a result of love, because then the Spirit comes alive in them which guides them into truth, because love enlightens their spirit and what cannot be explained to the human being intellectually only is now easily understandable to him. For the Spirit alone gives life to knowledge, the Spirit alone teaches the human being right. 4th of the 7th, 1951, and thus you can confidently count yourselves my disciples who receive my word from me directly and who accept this word of mine when it is offered to you by my recipients. I instruct all of you, for I know who is correctly attuned to my gift, I know what each individual needs and I also know how the individual evaluates and utilizes it. And that alone is decisive as to what he receives. But if I now consider my disciples according to their ability and will to accept it, you can see from this that a head full of intellectual knowledge has no other value than to be considered knowledgeable before fellow human beings. For if he passes on this intellectual knowledge, it will neither ennoble the recipient's heart nor supply the soul with spiritual nourishment. For spiritual nourishment is only that which strengthens the soul for ascent. Spiritual nourishment is the knowledge which revives love for me and for the neighbor, and this truly requires little but the right knowledge. But if you believe that you have to thoroughly research the book of the fathers, you will let your intellect become more active than your heart, and then whatever success you achieve will serve the soul less than worldly knowledge, even though it is of spiritual origin. For you rather seek to clarify worldly events and also indicate them in time than to penetrate my eternal plan of salvation, which, however, only aims at your spiritual recovery. The knowledge you draw from the Book of the Fathers is not very suitable for this recovery. After all, love is always the only means of recovery, and this can also be practiced without such knowledge, and it also has to be practiced first before the human being can speak of correct knowledge, of truthful spiritual thought material. The eagerness with which they believe to be of service to me is certainly to be praised, yet this eagerness is only right if it expresses itself in love for your neighbor, because only then can the rebirth of spirit be achieved, which alone transfers you into all truth. However, I recognize everything that is done for me is love for me. Yet this love is only proven when it also applies to the neighbor, and this teaching should be spread everywhere as the most important gospel, for all knowledge, maturity of soul and also eternal life depend on it. But not on his knowledge of historical events or on the interpretation of my word in an incomprehensible sense. Only the fulfillment of my will leads you humans to the aim, and my will is and remains a life of love, a fulfillment of my commandment of love for God and neighbor. Amen.